Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Word 50 Radio, and I'm your host, Red Snapper. Here we are again, doing it like we always do. I want to apologize for last week. We had some technical difficulties and bad weather. so the show wasn't able to be on, but we're on tonight, and we're going to go forth. So let me see if my co-host is here. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing good. How are you this evening?
Well, you sounding all sexy on the phone. What's going on with you?
I don't know about sounding sexy, but I'm doing good. I'm doing good. And yourself?
Well, I'm trying to sound sexy. If not, then I don't know.
You don't have to sound sexy. Just be red. That's all.
Just be red. Well, red is sexy then, huh?
Just, that's right. That's why this is Word Sexy Radio.
That's right. And we're glad that y'all are able to come on and listen. And we're going to do our thing like we always do every Tuesday. Just so we know, next week we won't have a show because it's my birthday. And I'm going to be out, probably will be so out that it'll be hard to do a show anyway if I wanted to. But we're going to do it and give you a break. I could let Trey go ahead and do it alone, but I don't think she wants to do that, even though she's capable. I think
goodness.
That would be something with you and Todd can go ahead and run in the show. We might, I don't know.
Oh, so make it a woman's night.
Oh, yeah. Knowing y'all probably have some guy on here that y'all get him to get y'all horny and wet and everything. You know how it works.
Yeah, but you'll be doing your thing, so it won't matter what we're doing.
That is true. That is so true. Because I will be. I'm gonna be so into it. I'm taking a whole week off so I can recover. But anyway, it's gonna be awesome. Normally that's my time I go on a cruise, because what we have here in Kansas City during that time frame is we have what's called a two-stepping cruise, and you know, if you know anything about Kansas City and two-step, you know, we dance and we do our thing. So they're going to be going on a cruise. I'm not going to make it this year. I usually go, but they're going to go to Jamaica this year, and they're going to go to other places as well, and they're going to two-step their way through the Caribbean. So
That sounds wonderful.
Out of Miami, they're going to leave on the 31st. Usually the boat takes off on my birthday, actually, and, you know, we go with the local radio station, and they run that thing, and it's awesome, but that's okay. I will do it next year.
You'll have to keep me up on that. That might be something I might be interested in. You know, I might have to come and join you next year.
Not a problem. That won't be a problem. But let's see. We got some people here. Looks like we got some callers. I'm going to see those that are just coming in. And we're going to start first with 773 area code. State your name. Where are you calling from?
Hello?
Just again. Hello. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you, Mr. Snapper?
I'm doing just fine. And who am I speaking with?
Your one and only, your favorite poet in the whole wide world.
Okay,
Ms. Cotton.
Poetry. I should have known. I don't know why I could not know that.
Well, I'll call you this time because I'm calling from my house number. So
that's what I'm saying. You got everybody fucked up because it's always a different number. That's okay. That's all right. That's you. I see the pictures you put out there, you back in the day, and everybody want to see what you look like. And the one that was real sexy was the one you had the sweater up on your face, you know, and all that. Everybody's checking it out.
She was beautiful, might I add. She's still beautiful, but you know, she's beautiful in her back in the day pictures.
We did the prom. Was that the prom or something?
Yeah, that was the prom.
Was that in the city or was you somewhere else?
South Southeast prom.
Okay.
In Missouri.
Interesting. Well, we got another caller. I'm going to see if
you know, the good thing about that prom is the only thing I paid for was those stockings.
That's
my date. My date literally paid for everything.
Well, that's what y'all do. You pay for everything, and then y'all tell us to go home.
Well, I mean, yeah.
And 708 area code. State your name and where you calling from. If you're just a guest, just you just listening, that's fine. Please don't hang up. A lot of times I scare people with that. But I'm going to turn your mic off if you don't have anything to say. 708. All right. Well, we're going to keep going.
Who's on for tonight?
I know y'all got some special guests coming in this evening.
Well, we have actress Erin Monique. She's supposed to be joining us this evening. And we also have an R&B artist out of Harlem, New York, by the name of Peter Wayne. So we're going to have some entertainment.
Y'all got all these singers and actors and all this shit coming on. What y'all doing?
I'm trying to add some spice, you know. You're a music guy, too, so, you know. Figured you might like that. But see, we got to get a lady singer, and that's why I had to reach out to my girl, Carla, because I needed her to come in and woo you and the rest of the fellas.
Is that fine woman, that picture you sent me? That she is so fine, God.
Yes, Miss Carla Fleming.
She's calling in? Where is she calling in?
She don't come up until the 8th. Look at you.
He's ready.
Okay, so yeah. Well, I'll be ready by then, because like I said, the first would not be a show, because Red is going to be out the net that day.
Get it, Red.
Guess how old Red is going to be that day? We have to come up with some kind of a prize.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
You mean a prize for us or somebody else?
We might have to do a promotion. Guess how old Red is turning?
I don't know. We don't need to die. I need to have people guess how old you are, because then that tells my age, too.
Oh,
or at least
I'm old. Not really. You're not even close to me. You're not even close to me, so they would never get it, trust me.
You have a point.
I'm the baby. That's all I can say. I'm the baby.
Yes, you are.
You want to be the baby as long as you can, because pretty soon you won't be the baby.
I don't know.
I'm going to say something, y'all, I'm pretty proud of. But like this, I'm old enough to get colonoscopies. So for those of you out there that's playing around and don't want them to put you to sleep and clean your ass, I think you better go ahead and get that done, because those are things that you really want to do to take care of yourself. So I think that you should do it. I came out on the positive side of things with nothing and don't have to go back for 10 years with no polyps and all that. That's unheard of all the time. So,
oh, you did a cleanse?
I had it done, and I'm good to go. So my thing is you guys need to go out there and get checked. Ladies, too.
Those are good.
You don't want that stuff to pop up on you, you know. We get complacent, especially as black folk, and we don't want to go out there and get checked, and we don't want to find out, and then we get mad, we find out we got something, and wonder why we didn't know, because you didn't want to go to the doctor. So I'm just going to plug that tonight. Make sure you do it. Don't play around with it. Get checked.
It's definitely a good thing to do. I think everybody should have a cleanse. Like, they say you should do it at least every 6 months. They'll try to talk you into doing it every 2 to 3 or something like that. Be like, yeah, you need to come back next month. No, I don't.
Well, you know, my thing is when people do that, when they have to come back often like that, it's usually because they found something. They want to make sure that it's not growing into something. But
yeah.
But my thing is when they tell you, because it's supposed to be, if you've got a clean bill of health and nothing's there, it's 10 years. So, but if you got to go back 2 or 3 years, I mean, I have a history of cancer in my family. So, you know, they could have said, well, we want you to come back and all that. But the doctor was, you know, he was very good about it. He checked me and he didn't find anything. So I was happy to get that report. But people need to go out there. The hardest part of this whole thing is drinking the stuff you got to use to cleanse yourself out. Because going to do the actual test, you fall asleep and 5 seconds later you're awake. It's done. So you don't even know what happened. And that's some of the best sleep that you can ever get. I see why Michael Jackson enjoyed that the stuff that he was using to go to sleep, the anesthesia, because you get awesome sleep from it. I see why he was addicted. So, but really seriously, though, we play, but I think people should really look into really taking care of themselves, and that's part of it. And you don't have to wait till you're 50 to do it. But, you know, you can. That's usually when they tell you when to start doing it. Of course, I'm beyond that. Now I'm really telling my age. Anyway, so I just think you should.
Now, I did message our guests to let them know that we are waiting on them. It's their night. Just as a reminder, I sent out the reminder this morning, and I just sent it out again earlier. So,
I did the same thing. That's probably why they haven't called yet, because I was like, okay, maybe we'll just give them a few minutes to call in. But they both told me that they were going to call in this evening. I'm excited because Aaron and Peter Wayne are actually two friends of mine. So I'm really excited and happy for them and, you know, all the success and good fortune they have coming their way. So I'm excited for everybody.
Oh, my gosh. People are lazy. I'm saying this right now. People are lazy. I just want to put that out there. I'll tell y'all why later.
Okay. Well, so I figured that they have albums out and all that.
You know what? Peter Wayne could tell you more about his projects, but I know he has an ongoing gig at the Red Rooster.
He's actually about to call in.
Oh, cool.
He's about to call in.
I'm going to talk to him for a minute, but I'm going to let y'all do the interview because he'll probably feel more better talking to y'all. And I'll just sit
No. Really? Nah.
Well, why is that?
No way.
Yeah, let me do that. You need to get in there and speak to him. I'm going to pump him up there so he can get y'all and all the women that's listening wet.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Why would I get in there?
Knowing y'all talent, the way y'all look at talent, I'm pretty sure. Pretty sure the dude is pretty good.
Okay, we have our one guest. She's trying to get through. She says she's not able to connect tonight.
Well, you know, she needs to keep trying because I'm looking right here on the thing. It says that they're having a difficulty. You know, Block Talk Radio is something else, man. They're having.
I know one of the caller that you tried to link in was a friend of mine. She told me to tell you she's sorry. She just wanted to listen.
Okay. Well, here's 203 area code. State your name. Where you calling from?
This is Peter Wayne. How y'all doing?
Good. How you doing, Peter Wayne, in the building?
Yeah, I'm out here with my mom. Finished losing my money at the casino, so I'm doing this live with y'all.
What's going on?
Is your mother listening? Because we're going to talk shit on the phone. Is she listening?
Nah, my mother. We ain't going.
That's right.
I'm going to tell you right now, this is Respect Radio. I don't know if they told you, this is Grown Folks Radio, and we stay with them.
Yeah, I know what it is. I'm just saying that. No censors. I hear that.
All right, we got another caller calling in as well. Let's see if this is our other caller, 410 area code. State your name. Where you calling from?
Hey, I'm calling from Baltimore, Maryland. I'm Erin Monique. How are you?
All right.
Hello, Erin.
How are you?
Erin Monique.
Hi.
Jeff on the line right now. So what I'm going to do is we're going to, if the gentleman don't mind, I'm going to have Miss Monique go first and say who she is and where she's
about. Yeah, ladies first.
And then I'm going to let you come right in, Mr. Wayne. Is that all right?
All right. That's good.
Okay. Okay, Erin Monique,
right, well,
how are you? Tell us about you.
Well, my name is Erin Monique. I am from Baltimore, Maryland. I am a singer, songwriter, author, actress, activist. And I am grieving right now. My 28-year-old nephew was just murdered the 19th of August. So it's real in these streets, really. Say that again. Hello? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. Nah, go ahead, second. Go ahead. I'm listening.
Yeah.
Yeah, my condolences go out to you and your family, Erin. I, you know, I kind of hit you up on Facebook, but I haven't really contacted you because I know that you have been kind of going through some things with your family, but my heart definitely goes out to you in prayer because, again, you know, you're definitely a friend of mine, so, you know, you can
Thank
definitely
you.
Have my prayers. Yeah.
We need them. We are also trying to raise money for his funeral because, like a lot of us, most of us who are, you know, murdered or fall victim to homicide, we're uninsured. So we are trying to raise money for his final expenses. And if you would like to donate or contribute, whether it be $5, $10, or whatever, you would be able to do so. And I'll leave the web address. I'll leave the link, I'm sorry, before the interview is over so that people will be prepared to grab pens and pencils.
Oh, man. I don't mean to chime in, but my condolences go out to you. I know how it feels to lose a loved one through gun violence. And that's crazy.
It is. Yeah. I just saw him, you know, and thank you. I appreciate that. He had been to prison. He had come home from prison. He had finally had a 9-to-5 job for the first time in his life, and he was attempting to do the right thing. He had 2 children and a baby on the way.
Oh, my
and,
God.
Right. So, yeah, it's a tragedy. It really is. Baltimore is number one on the list of America's most dangerous cities to live in. And it is really treacherous out here. It really is. Like, I'm ready to just relocate, seriously.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You know, I give you my condolences as well. What I'm about to say is probably, I mean, I hope it's not offensive, but it doesn't really matter where you live because it's everywhere.
Right. Yeah, absolutely right.
They're going to have it wherever they go. We're here in Kansas.
Yeah, absolutely
City,
right.
And it's like everybody's trying to compete on who's going to be the best city to have the most murders. It's
and that's crazy. We need to stop killing one another. If we want to, again, I'm an activist. If we want to take a stand and stop the Caucasian oppressor from taking our lives, then we must learn how to love one another and become one. I mean, we really should. We have to. That is the only way that they're going to take us seriously.
Yeah, I mean, that Willie Lynch, the Willie Lynch syndrome is really.
Oh, yes. It worked. Didn't it work? Yes. Yes.
It's still going on to this day from back in the 1800s up to now. Can you imagine?
Yes.
The thing that he used on how to keep us down is still here. And we're just falling prey to it because we let things like money and drugs and different things come into play and put those things.
I think it's more so the lack of knowledge of self. I think that is the biggest thing. See, in the history books, his story, and in school, they teach us about, or used to, because they don't even teach it now. They used to teach about slavery. But they never taught us who we were before we were enslaved. They never told us that we were queens and kings and emperors. They never told us about the original Hannibal and how Hannibal was a great king and how Europeans used to come and get advice from him on how to run their country and how strong and powerful he was. They don't even show things on TV during Black History Month like Roots or Queen or Kunta Kinte anymore or Shaka Zulu because they don't want us to know. As long as we have the lack of knowledge of self, we will always be in the dark and people will be quick to say, get over it, the whole slavery thing. But come on, something that lasted for more than 500 years has been inbred. And I don't mean to offend anybody or step on anybody's toes. I really don't. But just like Jesus, you know, Christianity was not our original religion. That was the religion of the oppressor. And so we adapted it. And now, you know, a lot of most Black people, Americans, are Christians. You know, a lot of us don't even know until we go back to knowledge of self and love of self and who we are, we're going to continue to be lost. And it's sad.
I can jump in on a lot of responses to what you just said. And,
yeah.
Let's go with the latest one you just said about the you saying that Jesus is the oppressor's religion. Actually, it's not. It's a version that he took. Because
right.
They actually took the story from Egypt, which they say is not black. But
we all know that is a lie.
All the Osiris and all of that, those are is where they got all the Mary and the baby and all this stuff. All those religions, different cultures have taken from that and made it
the chemist. Absolutely, but there are 13, 14 different versions of the Holy Bible. 13 or 14 different versions? Come on. Really? You know, I believe in God all the way. I believe in God all the way. I'm just, you know, I'm not sold on it. And I was raised as a Christian. My mother was a Christian and, you know, her mother and that type of thing. But I believe